Nehemiah chapter 5. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren the Jews. For there were those that said, "We, our sons and our daughters, are many, and for this reason we take up corn, so that we may eat and live." And some also were there that said, "We've mortgaged our lands, our vineyards, and houses, so that we can buy corn because of the famine." And there were also those that said, "We've borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that is upon our lands and our vineyards. Yet now our flesh is like the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children, and we bring into bondage our sons and daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought to bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards." And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. And then I consulted within myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said to them, "You exact usury, every one of his brother." And I set a great assembly against them. And I said to them, "We, after our abilities, have redeemed our brethren the Jews, who were sold to the heathen. And will you even sell your brethren, or will they be sold to us?" And then they held their peace and found nothing to answer with. And I also said, "It is not good that what you do. Should you not walk in the fear of our Elohim because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise, and my brethren, and my servants, might demand of them money and corn, and I ask of you, let us leave off of this usury. Restore, I ask you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, and their olive yards, and their houses, and also the 100th part of the money, and all the corn, and the wine, and the oil that you have exacted of them." And then they said, "We will restore, and we will require nothing of them, and so will we do as you say." And then I called the priests and took an oath of them that they should do according to this promise. And I also shook my lap and said, "So Yahweh will shake out every man from his house and from his labor that does not perform this promise. Even in this manner will he be shaken out and emptied." And all the congregation said, "Let it be so," and praised Yahweh, and the people did according to this promise. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Yehuda, from the 20th year even to the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable to the people, and had taken from them bread and wine, besides 40 shekels of silver. Yes, even their servants bore rule over the people. But I did not do so because of the fear of Yahweh. Yes, and I also continued in the work of this wall. Neither did we buy any land, and all my servants were gathered there to work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, besides those that came to us from amongst the heathen that are about us. All that which was prepared for me daily was 1 ox and 6 choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days... store of all sorts of wine. Yet for all this I did not require the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon this people. Think upon me, my Elohim, for good, according to all that I have done for this people. End of chapter 5.